At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Eric Saint Show podcast. On this, the 18th of August, 2025. First half is in the books. Broken up by the big radio staff meeting, where you're given like a state of the state, if you will, as to what's going on at the radio station. And I'm all about that. Totally cool with that. And, discuss that. Nothing really breaking going on there. Just business as usual for your old pal EZ. I was reminded how much I'd like working. In this particular example, it was a Pooh Bear project. And, okay, her tipping me off, hey, I'd like this done. I try to meet those requests with energy and zeal because it makes her happy. And then I know that if I work on something that she wants me to do and I get it done, I always feel like I am on top of the world. But the second that I stop, like let's say, had Pooh Bear not said to me, hey, I want whatever, this done, I wouldn't have done it. I almost need her to give me like the barking marching order. Hey, well, she doesn't bark. She says, hey, do you think maybe you could? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And then as soon as I get going, I'm like, God, I'm loving this. I'm loving the fact that I have gotten so much fucking work done. But the things that I have to do around this house, they're like piling up because I just don't do them. So I think the key is, say to her, okay, give me things that you want done and I'll knock them off the list. And so she started that yesterday, but I got to tell that part to her so that, you know, and she says, all right, there's a spot where we used to have this tree and it was like this ornamental garbage tree. We cut it down and then we ground the stump down and then nothing happens. Like most people, this is on the front of the house, you know. What was there, a tree, now gone. Now all that's been there for years is a mound of dirt. Stump's been ground. The dirt is there, and there's nothing. And there's like dirt, a mound, and some decorative stone that looks like shit. Everything in my house is so unbelievably out of date that it's just nuts. By the way, I think I'm broadcasting right now, but I'm not 100% sure. Like I don't see any of your comments there. I don't know why I don't see your comments, but I see you are commenting. But for some reason, oh, there you are. There you are. Okay. Thank you so much. I was so scared that like I was broadcasting and for whatever reason, there was like a fly in the ointment and no one was actually hearing it. But thank you. Thank you for confirming that. I appreciate that. So everything in this house needs to be updated. It's all original. I could 1,000,000% do something different every single day. And I think I've talked about this before. The second I stop, though, I'm just like, I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit around. And it's the devil has work for idle hands. That's what that is. So I start yesterday. It's fucking 90 degrees out. And I'm slow and old. And my joints hurt. And my hip hurts. And my knees hurt. And it's fucking horrible. But there I am. And I put so much energy into this. I spent 5 hours getting this spot of the property where used to have a tree there. Now it has nothing. Pooh Bear says, I just want grass there. So I was doing that. And I don't know, man. 5 hours. I was so proud of myself. And it's not 100% done. Now, this is where I get into trouble. Like Monday happens, and I'm busy as fuck, and I'm probably not going to be able to do it today. But it's just like me now that then I won't touch this for like another 5 years. And then we're back to square one. Still looks like shit. Nothing's been completed. And my wife is still pissed off at me. So I think I've got about 1.1 billion projects around this house that I have started and then stopped. Case in point, behind me. The walls have that little bit of spackle on them or joint compound. I have not finished the job. There has to be some type of a name for this malady. Aaron brings up a good point. Doesn't Mr. Pop Pop have helpers? Now, I know what you're getting at. You're getting at like the neighborhood children so that I can be around children and touch them. But no. But I do have people around here like Ash is like, hey, I'll help you. And I'm like, eh. I'm always like, I definitely don't want anybody working on it when I'm not there because I just feel like it won't get done right. I don't trust anybody. But the damnedest thing happened because my hip had been bothering me. You remember I hurt myself badly. And then last week, Thursday, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, I ran. And Pooh Bear said, don't run. And I said, nope, I'm going running. And every single step, I was in pain. But I muscled through it. I got 3 miles done. And then I could barely walk after. The next day, it hurt so damn bad. And I'm like, well, I just hurt myself again. I'm back to square one. But I think something happened. I think what I did was I can't really explain it because the day after that, Saturday, Sunday, and now Monday, virtually pain-free. So I don't know if the movement, Man Bun Chris has said to me many times, easy, motion is the lotion. I might have set myself back with the discomfort temporarily, but going running might have been what I needed. So I said to Pooh Bear, I go, my hip feels really good right now. And she goes, okay, don't run anymore. I go, well, I don't know about that. That may have been like, it may have had a like a rehabilitative effect on the hip. And I think I turned a corner. Yes, it hurt the day after, but the day after that, the pain was gone. And this was amplified by doing all this work in the yard. And my God. Maureen says, sounds like my husband, starting projects all the time and just never finishing. Very frustrating. So, excuse me, level off this spot of land. It's probably 10 feet by 8 feet. It's right on a corner. There used to be a bush there. This has some dirt removal. Then I got to pull out. You know those edging? You put that either metal or plastic edging in the ground for a defined line of a flower bed. Stand by. That comes out. Soil, grass, water, Don't you put hay over grass seed? Isn't that right? I think I need to either look this up. When it comes to growing grass, I always fuck it up. And then it looks like shit. I either have to YouTube it, get a tutorial, or go to see my friends at Gemmons and say, hey, what am I doing here? I love those guys so much. I would love if I could get some of these damn chores done. Seriously, I need to make a concerted effort towards sticking with this, which, you know, I've talked to you about how busy I am. Can you imagine? Here I am, busy as I am now, starting a new thing with a college class tonight. And then, oh, yeah, knock off the honey-do list. I have to send a quick text. Yes, I did, period. I will see them at 2 p.m., period. I will see you at 5 p.m. Dr. Avery from the college. First day. Alan says, put the straw down. Yeah, I've heard about that. So you put the seed down and then the water, and then you put the straw over it. I don't know why. I think perhaps it might like help capture the moisture there. Rebecca writes, we did a ton of yard work at Jeremy's house this past weekend. He had the pleasure of handling the poison ivy while I moved the brush to the trailer for the dump, and I raked up a whole bunch of crab apples. And then you guys made love. All right. So I feel excited. I feel good about the hip. So I guess my point in all this is I may have stumbled upon some type of treatment. Branjo says, easy. You have to agitate the soil first before you plant the grass seed. It gives the seed somewhere to stick to. Yes, I'm aware of that. Plus, I'll be putting new soil down. It'll be all loose and just ready to accept those seeds. Yeah, you can't just throw it on hard dirt. You're right. That much I knew. I appreciate that very much. With your guys' help, I will be able to get this done. Okay, where am I? Where's my brain? Branjo asks, easy, are we talking a fescue or a zoysia? I don't know. That's something I have to look up too, because this area is exposed to sunlight most of the time. Rarely is it in the shade. So I need the right type of grass seed for that. But outside of that, I have no idea. Branjo said fescue, probably. Zoysia is good for hot weather. Got me. Of course, it's been hot as hell around here. Okay. Double checking. Dr. Avery, great. My office is on. Okay, great. I'm all set. I am set, ready to go. As I'm doing this podcast right now, I got to get my shit done here. I'm going to wrap up this podcast, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn around and start the Patreon podcast. Get that done. Put it to bed. Off we go. NFK out the door. Easy. Whew. Might be one of the busiest days I've had in a long, long time. Let's get into some great stories. I have a story about another person who falls victim to a scam thinking that they're communicating with the celebrity. We had the lady who thought that she was going to be the wife of, I think it was Rob Lowe. That was just a romance scam where the Rob Lowe impersonator was probably some guy named Umbatu in Pakistan or India, was just texting her via Messenger, and she believed it and sent the guy a ton of money. This guy in Ohio was convinced that he was talking with megastar Jelly Roll. Let's get into it.
Through a scam that this half hour, a Springfield man says he lost $70 through a scam that utilized artificial intelligence, making him think he was getting prizes from country music star Jelly Roll. He says he was shocked to see technology.
Did this guy say $70?
Technology has come so far, and for it to be used in this way to scam him. 10 News reporter Sartaj Singh sat down with this person and shows us the very video that convinced one man, at least for a moment, that he was interacting with Jelly Roll.
For some, being able to interact with a celebrity is often described as a dream, but there are people out there looking to exploit that dream, as people are now impersonating these celebrities, and one Springfield man says he was a victim of one of their scams.
I'm doing this video to show you app. The Jelly Roll is just $50 Apple Card. Once you get it, the delivery man.
I really thought it was Jelly Roll.
Ronnie Flint lives in Springfield. He says he was going about his
hear that again.
Video to show you app. The Jelly Roll is just $50.
He was a victim of one of their scams.
I'm doing this video to show you app. The Jelly Roll is just $50 Apple.
Did he say am doing this video am?
This video to show you am. The Jelly Roll is just $50 Apple Card. Once you get it, the delivery man.
I really thought it was Jelly Roll.
Yeah, it has the cadence that, to me, it right away sounds like AI. But there are a lot of people that have no idea about the capabilities of it, and they just chalk it up to, I don't know, it's just he speaks funny.
It was Jelly Roll.
Ronnie Flint.
And plus, this guy's dumb. I mean, take a look at this guy. He's got collectibles on his wall of or on his shelf of Big Boy. He's got the lotion next to that so he can jerk off onto Big Boy.
Lives in Springfield. He says he was going about his day when he got a message on Facebook.
He plays this game where he's farming shit.
Claiming to be a celebrity that he happened to be a fan of.
This is what they sent. Jelly Roll's private page. They said that I won $50,000 in a brand new car.
That's when they sent him a video of what appears to be Jelly Roll, asking Flint to cover shipping to get his prizes. Flint was not convinced, even after the page sent him what they say is Jelly Roll's official driver's license.
Yeah, it's me. I'm telling you, it's me. You won. Here's my driver's license.
But the second video,
the fact that, okay, it says Jason Jelly Roll. Now, I don't know. Is that his real name? Does he actually go by, like, he changed his last name to Jelly Roll?
But the second video that they sent surprised him.
Ronnie Flint, I'm here to tell you that once you get the $25, your delivery process will complete.
And then when they sent the second video where he actually said my full name, that's what got me. I was like, wow, it's really Jelly Roll.
Then...
Come on, man.
They asked him to send money through Apple gift cards. Flint sent them a total of $70, even though he is on a fixed income.
I even told him that, you know, I'm on disability. You know, this is all the money that I have.
Oh, fuck.
For the rest of the month.
A family member warned Flint that this was a scam, and he promptly stopped and filed a police report. But the messages for more money keep coming.
They're thinking I'm going to send them another $30 on the third, which ain't going to happen.
Flint says he wants to share his story in order to make sure no one has to go through what he did.
Maybe somebody else has already fell for it, you know, and I don't want them to fall for it the way I did.
Multiple organizations as well as police departments often say that if it's too good to be true, it often is too good to be true. And also always be wary if people ask you to pay in gift cards. In Springfield, Sartaj Singh, 2 News.
Yeah, I appreciate. I mean, it's good that the guy is getting the word out. It really is. He is the victim. Lesson learned. But my God, there are countless people that exist in the world that are as dumb as this guy. Okay? Tyler says, mental disability if you fell for this. LOL. Maybe not. He just might be stupid, which I guess is a disability. Tyler says, go back to the farming simulator and stay off the internet, you mouth breather. His name is Jason Ford. Tyler says, is he playing video games while doing the interview? Maureen says it doesn't even sound like Jelly Roll. Well, I mean, you can tell it's influenced by AI. Cole with a great question. How does someone this stupid have $70? Oh, God. Well, anyway, there will be tons more successful people bilking people out of their money. Not a surprise whatsoever. Many of you have heard me talk on this show about my relationship with Carl from Who Are These Podcasts. A little bit of background about Carl from Who Are These Podcasts. About 10 years ago, Carl started reviewing shows that people were putting out and clipping them, and similar to what I do on Who Are These Free Beers. And he was getting pretty good at it, and his show started to establish an audience. I remember when I discovered his show, I was on a trip to Tennessee, and I went, this is interesting. I like this show. And so I listened to it, and then in the back of my head, I was like, God, I sure hope he never, ever clips my show, because he would probably have a field day. And then I reached out to him. But before I reached out to him, I talked about it here on this show, about Carl's show, how much I liked it. This is probably 5-6 years after he started it. It might have been Jeremy Kay who tipped Carl off. I'm not 100% sure on that. I part of this, I forget. But somebody in the audience reached out to Carl and said, hey, this guy Eric Zane, I listened to him. He is talking about you, and he says he hopes you never clip him, which means that you probably should listen to his show and have fun at his expense. So while that was happening, I sent Carl an email and I said, hey, I like your show. Great job. So he gets the message from whomever sent it and says, oh, yeah, you know what? I heard from this Eric Zane guy, and here's this guy saying I should clip his show. Aram said, Carl and I remember it as Eric emailing Carl to say, please don't review my show. Yeah, pretty much. I'm sure that was part of it. I hardly recall what I said yesterday, but who knows? But at the end of the day, now he's definitely, I mean, I'm on his radar. And he leaves me a voicemail message. I remember where I was when I heard it. I was driving down Baldwin towards my house here. Hey, Eric, this is Carl from Who Are These Podcasts. Good news. Coming up, I'm going to review your show. Oh, fuck. So I was a little worried. But then when he reviewed it, it wasn't nearly that bad. And I actually enjoyed it. And I reached out to him. I go, wow, that was fantastic. Time passes. I forgot who it was. I forgot the guy's name in New Orleans who said, EZ, you should approach him to help host one of his shows. So I reached out. I go, hey, you know, you did my show a few months ago. If you need anybody to help you do a show, I would love to sit in. And he immediately responded and said, EZ, yeah, how about this week? So just like that, I'm like, oh, my God. And that started off this relationship. So now for years, I've been a contributor on his show, Who Are These Podcasts. Over time, that has branched out where he started a show called Who Are These Broadcasters, and he thought that I would be good for it. Myself and Christian Blatt, and we are working on our second year of shows. We've had more than 100 episodes of Who Are These Broadcasters. It happens every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern time on the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel. You can watch it for free and listen to it wherever you download shows. So why the long history? Well, I'm telling you this because one of the things that Carl has done for a long time is roast Stuttering John Melendez from The Stern Show to great success. And this has led to.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Years and years of material listening to John's podcast and roasting him. And John, for the longest time, did not acknowledge Carl. He acknowledges him all the fucking time now. And out of the blue, Carl and one of the people that he also contributes to his shows, Shuli Igar, have been sued by Stuttering John. Stuttering John Melendez suing podcasting pair for secretly recording his voice and mocking him. Okay, let's get into it. Secretly recording his voice and using his name and even his couch cushions to make a buck off of his, quote, significant fame. 59-year-old Melendez claims that Carl and Shuli used illegally recorded private phone calls to mock and ridicule him on the air and in live events where he was the main attraction. Melendez is a well-known figure in comedy and broadcasting, with a distinctive voice and persona that he has cultivated over decades. According to John's lawyer in his Manhattan Supreme Court lawsuit, Melendez rose to fame during the Howard Stern show, where he was known for asking celebrities offensive questions and then taking the abuse that they hurled his way. Melendez's name and likeness carry significant fame and goodwill among audiences, he contended in the August 7th filing, adding that Carl and Shuli were, quote, not as well known. Shuli also worked for Stern until 2020. At the center of the complaints is an event held in Rochester last August called DabbleCon 2, aimed at online fans who dabble in internet gossip. Carl and Shuli allegedly teased juicy portions of secret phone calls between John and comedian Kate Meaney, in which he makes unsolicited advances towards her. In the article, they show a picture of, like, that's Carl there. This is Shuli. Goes on to say, the duo has systematically used excerpts of those recordings along with John's picture and other personal material as the centerpiece of their podcast and comedy act for months, Melendez said in the legal filing. Carl and Shuli even trespassed on his L.A. property and rifled through his trash to snatch sofa cushions from an old couch to display as a comedic exhibit in Rochester. The pair put the used cushions on display for attendees to photograph and joke about, essentially treating his discarded trash as a trophy, John claims in the lawsuit. The stunt was clearly intended to ridicule plaintiff and further entice fans by offering a bizarrely intimate connection to him, it states. The lawsuit is completely frivolous and without merit, Carl told the Post, denying any wrongdoing and slamming it as, quote, an asinine attempt at a money grab. The lawsuit is a sad attempt from a sad man to make money, added Shuli. It's not the first time that John has gone after people for using his voice. In 2020, he sued SiriusXM, claiming the company exploited his name and voice to promote Stern Show when he left after 15 years. He ultimately lost that case. John is not an intelligent man. We've watched him make the same mistakes over and over, added Carl. Melendez was on the Stern Show from 88 to 04 when he left to become the new announcer of The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. In 2018, he launched the Stuttering John podcast. Since then, he's been doing stand-up and cameos. He is suing Carl Patchouli for $600,000. Hey, Siri.
Mm-hmm.
Call Carl on speaker.
Calling Carl Heberger on speaker.
He's very busy. I doubt he'll pick up. Carl, or Tyler says, don't forget to tell him you're on live. Carl podcasts like 5 days a week, and since it's like afternoon. Cole says,
hi, you've reached 330.
Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh.
Text Carl.
What do you want to say?
Yo, yo, period. Just podcasting and going over the New York Post article, period. Call me if you can, .. No big deal, period. Cole says Carl and Anthony Cumia broke the lawsuit down yesterday. Pretty funny. I was supposed to be on that show, but I was visiting my dad. He goes, hey, we need to break down this lawsuit. Anthony's going to be there, so there's not a lot of heavy lifting, but it would be fun to have you on it. And I wanted to do it, but I just could not. Stuttering John is so stupid. This is just going to bring more people into the Dabbleverse to see what all this is about. When I texted him, I go, hey, sorry you have to deal with this, because I guess he is annoyed. I was talking with Christian. I go, hey, how's he handling this? You know, I mean, he goes, he's just annoyed with it. I think, and then I said, look, once this gets thrown out as frivolous with prejudice by a judge, you know, you will reap the rewards ultimately. Just the fact that the New York Post, which has millions of people that follow it, they now see your logo for Who Are These Podcasts. And it's going to draw interest. So I don't think that this can be anything but a good thing for you. I mean, Carl's face is on it. They show the flyer. There's a Who Are These Podcasts logo. Shuley's show is called Uncle Rico. I don't know why he calls it that, but he has he rips on John too. It's really, really funny and really, really great. So oh shit. I just sent my I sent my text to Carl to the wrong guy. Sorry about that, period. Wrong Carl. I sent that to a guy named Carl who he works for a local church. And the NFK needed a piece of medical equipment when he had his neck surgery. It was a piece of mobility equipment. And this guy worked for a chair, and he said, you can use this one. And I had to request it. And I got the chair. He's a really nice guy. But I haven't talked to this guy in 5 fucking years. So that poor son of a bitch got an email text from me saying, yo, yo, just podcasting, going over the New York Post article. Call me if you can. No big deal. Tyler writes, dude's like, what? I'm in the New York Post? Aram says, around how much are his legal fees annually? Rebecca says, like lift chair, Carl? Do you remember that guy? Yeah, it was that dude. He got me the lift chair for the NFK. Were you around back then, too? I forget. The time goes by so fast for me. I always, you know, lose touch with what's going on. I want to review a great fight. This happened at one of the NFL games. You had Saints fan taking on Jaguars fan at the preseason game. A lot here, including a black guy. His pants fall down while he's doing the fight. I don't know if I would do any. It would be a better fighter here, but the guy in the black guy has trouble standing in this fight. And Jaguars fan, I think he gets the better of him. Here you go. Let's break it down. All right. First, Jaguars fan bounces a beer can a la Mr. Twisted Tea off of the side of the head on Saints fan. All right.
Bitch.
Run the hose. What's up, Dan?
Yup.
Okay. Jaguars fan, a lot of missed punches. Okay, I think Jaguars fan is a light-skinned brother. I think he also is a black guy, but one of those black guys that has he has light skin.
Oh, what's up, Dan? Yep.
Both moving pretty well.
Yup.
Light-skinned black goes low and tries to pick the guy up, but the guy is not budging. He's a heavy, heavy dude.
Ooh,
not connected.
Okay.
Really black guy goes down, and then light black guy. Ground and pound.
Oh, shit.
You've got some kind of like wild hammer punches hitting the super black guy.
Shit.
Super black guy getting up. And now his shirt is over his head. And then watch this. The shirt, and then boom, the pants fall. His fucking pants fell. Now he's going back for more. Oh, no. And then super black guy falls down. And light-skinned black guy, he falls too. Yeah, it was like wet floor there. So this is just a catastrophe. I don't think anybody was hurt. This person wrote, multiple punches thrown, clothing falling off while security nowhere to be found. Yeah, you can't expect these employees at these venues to do anything there. I wouldn't. Cole says, once your pants fall, just give up. Rebecca says about my text to the wrong Carl. At least you didn't send a whole bunch of swear words and inappropriate content. Yes. And I've been here since your YouTube days, EZ, the very beginning. Thank you. So that was something. The Lions are finishing up their preseason this coming weekend. I'm excited about them. I have the pronunciation of the guy from Hudsonville, the receiver. It is Tesla. Isaac Tesla is officially how you pronounce that guy's name. It's spelled T-E-S-L-A-A, capital T, lowercase E, capital S-L-A-A. So people were like, Tesla? Tesla? And then I heard Tesla? Tesla? I was like, I don't know. So I reached out to a buddy of mine who I know knows the family. And he's a dad, a little bit younger than me, but a dad. And I go, hey, I noticed you're friends with someone in that family. How do you say that name? He goes, it is Tesla. I go, okay. He goes, yeah, I know them. I go, what's up? He goes, he was dating my daughter for 2.5 years, and I caught him sneaking into the house. He was up to no good. I go, uh-oh. Yeah, you Dutch guys, you kick ass in that moment, you know? Anyway, Tesla is how you say that. The Michigan Wolverines, they got in trouble. And then I heard from Joe Martinez saying it's no big deal. And then he proceeded to talk his usual Michigan smack, which is never really that good, but really annoying. So as Michigan plays this year in football, if they start to have success, he's going to be here talking shit. So he's so annoying about that, that we have to hope and pray that they lose. I do not like have a team that I root for at all. I'm only interested in stories. And to me, the only story is right now them, because if they falter, we'll be able to really rub it in on him because he's such a pain in the ass. There is no such thing as a Michigan fan that is cool. Okay? They don't exist. Like Kuypers here. He writes, go blue. Now, Kuypers isn't nearly as annoying as Joe Martinez, but their fan base is some of the most annoying, arrogant people that have ever walked the face of the earth. And last year, they lost a number of games, but they beat Ohio State. So I would say that last year was a successful year. First year head coach, I forget the guy's name, Sharon Moore, that's it. And the NCAA came down on them and said, all right, Moore is getting another, he has to miss another game. It took them forever to finally figure this out, but they gave the punishment to Michigan. Moore was already set to miss two games this year. Now he has to miss a third game, which I believe will be the next year. What is that? And they didn't like take away any of their scholarships. They didn't take away their ability to use name, image, likeness money. They did not have any postseason bans or anything like that. They can go to all their postseason games and participate in the playoffs. Okay, and then they fined them. They were able to fine them $20 million. And Joe Martinez was like, yeah, this is a slap on the wrist. This is not, and Linda says the same thing, this is not a punishment. It's really not. I mean, $20 million is $20 million, but you have to understand, Michigan fan, these brainwashed idiots will make up for that money. By the time that announcement was made that they were fined $20 million, the very wealthy fan base, the alumni, probably already made the donations so that that money would not be felt in any way, shape, or form. And if it isn't made up for by wealthy people, dumbasses like Kuypers, like he'll probably give money that he doesn't have. You know, he's there trying to scrimp and save and get money together for a down payment. And he would say, hold on a minute. I'm going to take my down payment for this house and instead give it to the University of Michigan because I'm a brainwashed asshole. That's what I am. And brainwashed assholes do stupid shit for that fucking team. When I was with my dad over the weekend, my niece was there, and she's got a new boyfriend. And I met him, really nice guy. And I was in the process of making friends with him, you know, making sure he passes the sniff test. And after speaking with him for extended time, I realized that he does pass the sniff test. And one of the things we talked about was how he used to play football for the Harbaughs. I go, tell me about that. So he was he played football and basketball for Western Kentucky, the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. And at the time, Jack Harbaugh, that's the dad, was the coach. Who's got it better than us? Nobody. And he came up with that. Like, he was saying that to the Western Kentucky football team. And this dude who I'm talking to, his name's Jamie. I don't know his last name. I didn't want to ask him his last name because then he'd know I'm stalking him. I got to find that out on my own. So Jack Harbaugh was the head coach, and Jim and John were advisors. Jim, this is in the mid-90s. Jim was still playing quarterback at the time. But he was helping out his dad with input about the quarterback position and shit like that. So I'm talking to this dude. He's a friend of the Harbaughs. Like, if he sees the Harbaughs, like, Jamie, how are you? Not bad. Dude was a great athlete, too, I'm talking to, by the way. He ended up transferring to Kentucky Wesleyan and is in their Athletic Hall of Fame. I think this is fucking cool. I love talking to this guy. I go, and I wanted to say, now, how crazy are the Harbaughs? Because they are. They're the whole family. They're a bunch of fucking psychopaths. But I didn't want to offend them, you know? I wanted to actually finish the conversation on a good foot for a change. So anyway, I am hopeful that Michigan loses several games this year so that Joe Martinez, that's the only reason why I want them to lose, just for Joe Martinez to actually be like, to see him scrambling or being quiet or coming up with stupid excuses as to why the team sucks shit. But they're probably going to be very good. Don't they have like a great quarterback this year? Some young guy who's like awesome. I don't know. That's about the extent of my knowledge of anything sports related. Nick, Black Belt Nick, says some guy named Underwood. Frank? No clue. We are moments away from the asshole of the day. Thank you to Frank Fuss. If you have a nominee for asshole of the day, by the way, leave it in the chat, please. Frank Fuss, go to buyinsurancehere.com if you want to get access to an insurance policy through the marketplace or healthcare.gov. Frank will help you every step of the way. It's free, doesn't cost you anything. If you want to tap into his expertise, go to buyinsurancehere.com. Buyinsurancehere.com. The realtor of choice on the show is Adam Kasari, 616-914-4061. That's 616-904-4061. Did I say that right the second time? No, 616-914-4061. And of course, Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Great place to get your vehicle repaired. 616-532-6600. Website, ervines.com. That is ervines.com. They'll get your car running. Maybe it's an EV. Maybe it's a hybrid or regular gas car. They can take care of you at Irvine's. The asshole of the day, I've got a nominee from Cole. Since I'm short of time, I'm going to go with that. I have to write a lot for it. Asshole of the day, dumbass scam by fake Jelly Roll. Honorable mention, Bob writes, my ex-manager for firing me, calling me F. Rhymes with Baggett and getting security to walk me out. Anyway, you might have some kind of grievance there. He called you F. Rhymes with Baggett after he fired you? That's not very professional at all. That sounds like a bunch of shit. God damn. That's horrible. I'm sorry that happened to you. You could probably sue for millions. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks, folks. Talk to you, and I'll join you on the Patreon a little bit later on. Thank you, and bye-bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.